Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. Mr. Modi will reach Ghana this evening on the first leg of his five-nation visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Ghana. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays a significant role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
PM Modi lands in Accra this evening, where he will receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. This visit comes early in Ghanaian President John Mahama's tenure. Both leaders are expected to focus on continuity and deepening bilateral ties. High-level talks will take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. Key discussions include economic cooperation, agriculture, defense, digital infrastructure, and establishing a regional vaccine hub for West Africa. Several agreements are expected. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
Meanwhile, in a groundbreaking step towards food self-sufficiency, Ghana has launched a climate-resilient wheat initiative in collaboration with India's Arima Farms and CSIR, Crops Research Institute. Arima Farms MD Salai Manikam highlighted that South-South cooperation is driving agricultural innovation. She also shared how many Ghanaians admire and follow Prime Minister Modi's leadership.
We have brought wheat after a research of 2 years along with the CSIR, their Crop Research Institute in Kumasi. Wheat is also consumed in a huge quantity, but 100% of the wheat was imported. So we thought that was one of the crops which could be indigenously grown here, developed here. So that's why we focused on wheat. So it will help in substituting the import.
From Ghana, Mr. Modi will depart for a two-day visit to Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today exhorted party leaders and workers to spread mass awareness about the people-centric policies and projects of Prime Minister Modi-led government, which brought a drastic change in the life of people during the last 11 years. Mr. Singh was addressing the BJP State Working Committee meeting at Gyan Bhavan in Patna.
Aaj defense ke hathiyar, missiles kahi ban rahi hain to Bharat ki dharti par ban rahi hain, Bharatvasiyon ke haathon se ban rahi hain. Aur hum duniya ke dusre deshon ko uska export bhi kar rahe hain. Aur is samay hamara export 24,000 crore rupaye ko cross kar chuka hai. और मैं आपको यकीन दिलाता हूं कि 2029 समाप्त होते होते हम डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट्स का उसका हम दुनिया को 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का हम एक्सपोर्ट करेंगे 100 से अधिक देशों को एक्सपोर्ट करने का काम इस समय आपका भारत कर रहा है
लेबर एंड एम्प्लॉयमेंट मिनिस्टर मनसुख मांडविया टुडे सेड दैट 1 लाख करोड़ रुपीस विल बी प्रोवाइडेड टू एम्प्लॉईज एंड एम्प्लॉयर्स ओवर द नेक्स्ट 4 इयर्स थ्रू द एम्प्लॉयमेंट लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव ईएलआई स्कीम टॉकिंग टू मीडिया इन न्यू दिल्ली The minister said the scheme is the result of the employment-centric policy of the government. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that 66.91 kilometers long four-lane Greenfield Bandikui Spur in Rajasthan has been successfully completed with a cost of over 2,000 crore rupees. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari highlighted that the new spur is expected to reduce travel time between Delhi and Jaipur from 3 hours 45 minutes to just 3 hours. The Pentagon has paused certain weapons deliveries to Ukraine, citing concerns about low U.S. stockpiles. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said the move follows a global review of U.S. military aid, stressing America's interests come first. Meanwhile, Ukraine has requested a meeting with the U.S. Embassy's deputy chief, warning that aid delays embolden Russia. And in cricket, India were 98 for 2 against host England at lunch on day one. In the second test of the Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy Series at Edgbaston in Birmingham. Earlier, host won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.